the one who sends the perfect gift. Visit usinger.com. That's usinger.com or Google Milwaukee's famous sausage.
I have been in people's houses on Thanksgiving morning before the fire trucks have left because Grandma forgot to turn the cranberries off. Nobody's fault. It just happens.
A West Bend claims representative on handling a claim.
And then we'll be in their kitchen, putting things back, boarding windows up, winterizing the house, making sure everything is good as quickly as possible. We've been there Christmas Eve, been there New Year's Eve. That's kind of the way we do business.
West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Back with you from the American Family Insurance broadcast position here in the Bahamas, courtside with Andy North. Lane Grindle with you. It's a 33-20 Kansas lead. And Andy, let's take a look at our Ho-Chunk Gaming halftime stats. What stands out to you?
Anytime you look down there and see 8 offensive rebounds, that really hurts you. Luckily, the Badgers didn't give up a lot of points off of those rebounds, but the fact that they're getting those opportunities, that's not good. It's one less opportunity the Badgers are going to get in offensively. When you're struggling, you need as many as you possibly can. And the fact that he shot 30% from the floor for the Badgers, and so many of those misses were up close, maybe taking some shots that aren't your normal shots, and you just got to be a little bit more disciplined, got to be mentally tough the second half, and not give in to the stuff that Kansas is doing. I think defensively they did a pretty good job. I mean, and you hold them under a point per possession. This is a big-time offensive team, and they've got 2 or 3 big-time scorers. So they need to, Badgers need to come out and get a couple of good things happen to them early, make some shots, and maybe they get on one of those runs where they make 4 or 5 shots in a row and make this a ball game again.
Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Back with you courtside at the Bahamas. 33-20. Kansas with the halftime lead over the Badgers. This has been the Halftime Report presented by Culver's. Stay tuned. Second half is next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
All right. Insulin, penicillin, the heart transplant. All of these medical breakthroughs were thanks to research. Research made possible with the help of volunteers. That's where you come in. The All of Us Research Program is asking for people from across the U.S. to share their unique health information. Because the more data researchers have, the faster they can find the next health breakthrough. But there can be no breakthroughs without research, and there's no research without you. Learn more at joinallofus.org/WBA, sponsored by All of Us Wisconsin.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Back with you here at the Battle for Atlantis, Imperial Arena, the resort of Atlantis. Quite a place, and it's been quite a tournament, quite an experience so far for these Badgers. Ton of Badger fans down here, Andy.
Yeah, that's,
they've made their presence felt.
Why wouldn't you show up on Thanksgiving down here? But this Kansas team is fun to watch. They really cut hard. They play really hard. The one guy that doesn't get a lot of credit is DeJean Harris, their point guard. Yeah. I think he does a great job running the team. 3-1 assist to turnovers in his career, and he's putting a lot of pressure on Chucky. He's made Chucky very uncomfortable, and it's made it difficult to get into the Badgers' offense.
33-20 as we get the second half started. Badger basketball to start the second half, moving right to left as we see it from our American Family Insurance broadcast table. Max Klesmet right in front of us with the basketball on the left wing. Hands it off to Chucky Hepburn. Harris defending him. Hepburn puts it on the floor. 15 to shoot on the shot clock. Dribbling in left elbow. Driving all the way down underneath. And a little second effort gets it to go. There was contact, no foul.
A lot of contact.
A good start to the second half for the Badgers. 33-22. Kansas basketball the other way. Wilson dribbles into Wall, who takes it away.
Beautiful defensive anticipation by Tyler Wall. Really got right in front of him. And
here's Hepburn. Gives to Crowell. Now Jordan Davis for a long-range three. That one's no good. And Jalen Wilson comes down to the board for the Jayhawks. 11-point Kansas lead. 19:04 remaining in the game. Harris with the basketball. Works it over right wing to McCullough. Now Adams with it, top of the key. Entry pass down low to Wilson. Trying to back in Chucky Hepburn. Goes up. He'll get the foul and one. So Hepburn didn't get the call on his end. Now he's whistled for the foul on the other end. And it's an and one opportunity for Jalen Wilson. 35-22. Kansas with the lead.
Definitely a mismatch to have Wilson on Chucky. But Chucky stood in there, used his strength the best he could. Wilson is just a big-time scorer.
First personal foul on Chucky Hepburn in this contest. Wilson looking for the three-point play, and he will complete it. 36-22. Kansas with a 14-point advantage. Their biggest lead of this game. Klesmet will walk it across half court for Wisconsin. Over on the right wing, that's Jordan Davis with the basketball. Now back top of the key, Klesmet, defended by Grady Dick. Moves it over left side, Crowell. Left block extended, now backing in on Adams. A lot of contact, Crowell going up strong, and he got it to go, and again, didn't get the call.
I mean, just absolutely physically abusing Steve, and Steven got his feet underneath him and went up and scored.
36-24, it's a 12-point Kansas lead. Harris to Adams, swinging around left side. Dick open for three. That one too strong. Tyler Wall skies for the rebound for Wisconsin. Hepburn with the basketball, directing traffic on the far sideline. Dribbles over to the right wing. Now gives it to Wall, looking to swing it. Now puts it on the floor, dribbles over left side, and into that left elbow by himself, crossing over on McCullough. Now down on the left block, still dribbling. Goes up and under with the left hand. He'll draw the contact. Shot didn't fall, but Wall going to the line to shoot two.
And that's what Tyler's got to do. He's got to back his guy in. He's so good at that and put pressure on them. They're trying to double him quite often when he's got the ball in there, but he's just hung with that one and got all the way to the rim.
Wall with 4 points in this game. Trying to eat away at that Kansas 12-point lead. He makes the first free throw.
Boy, he has really put a lot of work on his free throws over his career. He's improved every single year. He's now shooting the high 70s.
19 out of 24 on the year from the charity stripe for Tyler Wall. Second free throw, that one's good as well.
And he looks like he's going to make them. Early in his career, he didn't look that way at all. So good for Tyler. A lot of hard work has paid off.
10-point Kansas lead, 36-26. Wilson coming off the screen.
Stops.
Did he travel? He did. Badgers' intensity on defense has been stepped up another notch.
Well, they're going to have to play a fantastic half of basketball here, not only defensively, but they can't turn the ball over. They've got to make every free throw they have. Very thin line right now available for them.
Bill Self not very happy with the way this second half has started so far. Hepburn off the dribble, driving baseline. Kicks it out. Corner, Jordan Davis. 4-3. That one off the rim. No good. Hepburn tracks down the rebound. So the Badgers getting a second chance here. Now Wall driving. Down on that right block, working against Adams. Picks up his dribble, spinning underneath. He's trapped. Goes up and over Adams. No good. And it rolls off the rim into the hands of Grady Dick. Nearly taken away by Wall in transition. But the Jayhawks still with the basketball. Harris over on the left wing. Defended by Hepburn. Driving in the paint. Kicks out in the corner. Jalen Wilson for three. And that one will go down.
You're trying, as a defensive player, trying to help over toward the middle of part of the floor because they do so much cutting, but you can't leave a big-time scorer open like that.
13-point advantage for the Jayhawks, just like at halftime, 39-26. Crowell hands off to Hepburn. Looking for a cutting Jordan Davis. He throws it away. McCullough with the steal. And now a foul on Max Klesmet, reaching in transition, trying to take it away from McCullough. And now Connor Asijan's going to come back into this game, as is Carter Gilmore. Jordan Davis
will take a seat, and Stephen Crow will get a breather as well.
Because Kansas doesn't have that dominant big guy inside, the matchup for Carter Gilmore is a little bit better than normal. He's playing against a guy his size.
Harris with the basketball out top, finds Wilson coming off the screen. Free throw line jumper, no good. Tyler Wall with the rebound for Wisconsin. 39-26, 13-point lead for the Jayhawks. Wall puts it on the floor, driving down to the paint. He's fouled by K.J. Adams Jr. on his way to the bucket. And so a lot of whistles early on here in the second half.
Well, I really do like the way the Badgers are being aggressive, trying to get to the hoop, trying to get to the foul line, trying to do some of the things that normally do well.
Hepburn looking to get it in. And he'll get it into Gilmore on the left wing. Hands it back off to Hepburn. Chucky through his legs, driving on McCullough. In the paint, turnaround jumper in the paint. Left it short. Adams gets the rebound. Deflected, though, by Hepburn, and Adams gets it back in the backcourt. Hands it off to Harris. 13-point Jayhawk lead, 16 minutes remaining in the ball game. Harris working off the screen from Adams, driving in the paint. Kicks into the corner. That's McCullough. Back over on the right wing, Harris working on Hepburn. Crosses him over, driving in the paint. Hepburn falls down. He's going to be called for a blocking foul.
Now, that could have gone both ways. Harris got a left elbow right in Chucky's chest, pushed him down, but he might have been going down a little bit as that happened.
Second personal foul on Chucky Hepburn. Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Get the Drive Sober app today. 15:52 remaining in the game. It's a 13-point Kansas lead, 39-26. Timeout on the floor. We'll take one as well. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon. Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
I'm John O'Hurley, and I support Paralyzed Veterans of America because our heroes have sacrificed so much for our independence.
I had just come home. I had noticed my legs were swollen. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed. PVA has brought me back to life.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. It left me paralyzed. I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 75 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to never leave a fallen hero behind. That's why Paralyzed Veterans of America is providing specialized medical care, life-changing treatments, benefits our heroes earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need. Our paralyzed veterans have helped us live the lives we enjoy today. It's our turn to give them the best lives possible. To learn more, go to pva.org today.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. High of 45 this afternoon under overcast skies, west winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 24. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Sunny skies tomorrow, high of 44. Highs around 51 Saturday under sunny skies. 40 Sunday, mixed precipitation possible at times. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 43.
Back with you courtside here at the Battle for Atlantis from our American Family Insurance broadcast table. Badgers trailing by 13, 39-26 to the third-ranked Kansas Jayhawks. Been good energy here in the second half, though. The Badgers doing a lot of things better in the second half, even though the score is, or the deficit has remained the same.
You can't question the effort. I mean, they're playing their tails off. They just are making the kind of mistakes you can't make. You can't leave a guy open. You cannot miss layups. And those are the things that have come back and are going to haunt them at the end of this.
Badger basketball brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. Kansas basketball as we come out of the timeout. Harris gets it into Adams on the right elbow. Defended by Gilmore, hands it back off to Harris. A lob for Adams, and Adams dunks it home, and that backboard's still rattling right now.
Yeah, that's the staple play for Kansas. Point guard loops in through the paint and just throws a little lob over the back of his head to their big guy, and they've done that for years.
Now up to a 15-point advantage for the Jayhawks, 41-26. Damari McGee is in the game for Wisconsin. Carter Gilmore with it, gives it left side to Seijin, working against Jalen Wilson. Finds Gilmore on the right wing. Gilmore back to Seijin. Dribbling, step back three for Connor Seijin, and Connor Seijin knocks down the trio.
Well, we need him to go about 8 for 9 this half.
Seijin with 7 points in this game. It's a 41-29 Kansas lead, 14:58 remaining in the contest. Grady Dick nearly traveled. Gets it to Wilson on the left side of the circle. Now in the paint is McCullough, taken away by Gilmore. Badgers want to run. Wall and McGee. Wall's going to take it all the way himself. He'll draw the contact. He's going to the line. Almost had the and one. Didn't quite fall.
Really great aggressive move by Tyler Wall. Lost his balance going up a little bit, and I think that affected the shot.
Wall with 6 in this game. He's knocked down a pair of free throws already in the contest. Over 80% at the charity stripe for this season, if you factor in those 2 free throws. Chance to get it back to a 10-point deficit if he can make both. And the first one hits the front of the rim and rattles around and falls in there.
I think the thing that's really, Tyler's made such an improvement on, the ball leaves his hand from the free throw line now the same all the time, where it used to come off thumb and finger or off the little finger a little bit. Now it comes off the same, and because of that, he's got so much more control over these shots.
Second free throw from Wall. That one rattles around. That one falls off. So a 41-30 Kansas lead. Badgers looking for some more stops defensively. Pettiford with the basketball, driving, and a foul going to be whistled against Harris.
A great job of Connor chasing his man. Harris jumped right into him, and they're calling that now this year much more. I think it's a player safety issue.
That is the third personal on Harris, who takes his seat. And Pettiford will have to run the point now for the Jayhawks. Clements is in the game as well for Kansas. Bill Self not overly pleased with the call. He's still letting him hear about it on the other sideline. Damari McGee gets the basketball, brings it across half court. Here's Gilmore on the right wing. Klesmet pops out at the top of the key with the ball. Finds Seijin open in the corner for 3. Connor Seijin knocks down another triple. He's got 10. And the Badgers within 8. It's 41-33. Wilson to Pettiford. Pettiford nearly traveled. Gets it to Dick on the right wing. Over to Wilson on the left side. Wilson left wing, driving in on McGee. Picks up his dribble. In a little bit of trouble. Finds McCullough on the left wing. Now back down on the low block to Wilson. Driving. Hooping the harm. It falls, and he's going to the free throw line.
Mismatch on McGee. He's going to score at will against Damari. But the key is that, you know, just hang in there, get in his legs. Don't let him get off the ground as easily as that. Not a very hard foul there either.
Back to a 10-point lead for the Jayhawks. Wilson, free throw too strong, and the rebound goes to Gilmore, who hands it off to Seijin, and then gets it into the hands of McGee. Wilson with 18 in this game, but couldn't make the 3-point play. 10-point deficit. Gilmore picks up his dribble. Finds Wall on the left wing. Defended by Wilson. Wall dribbling down onto the baseline. Kicks it back out. Gilmore thought about a 3. Open is Seijin. That one no good. McCullough really, comes down at the board.
Really a good look.
Jayhawks want to run. Wilson kicks back out to the trailing McCullough. Couldn't get it. Knocked into the hands of McCullough. Now Wilson from the left side for 3. That one didn't draw iron. Saved into Clements. Back over to Wilson on the left wing. 12 to shoot on the shot clock. Driving, and a foul will be whistled. And this one is going against Tyler Wall. Seijin was trying to draw the charge, but Wall was riding along the side of Wilson.
2 more offensive rebounds in that series. A lot of them are coming off a long rebounds on 3s, but still, you've got to track those down. Kansas getting to the 50-50 balls. more often than the Badgers.
43-33, 10-point Kansas lead, 13-16 remaining. McCuller in the corner. Now Dick swings it around to Pettiford. Back to Wilson, playing catch around the perimeter. Back over to Wilson on the right side of the circle. Now Pettiford with it on the right wing. Driving into the paint, kicks out McCuller. McCuller finds Clemens. Feeding Wilson and a foul against Kamari McGee. And that's a tough foul against Kamari McGee. It looked like Wilson just fell down, to be honest with you.
I mean, I don't know what they're watching. I know this is the number three ranked team in the country, but let's at least be halfway reasonable here.
That is the sixth team foul on Wisconsin. So the next one will put the Jayhawks at the line for the remainder of the game. Pettiford will get it in underneath. And he gets it into Grady Dick. Swing it around to Pettiford on the left wing. Now Wilson, left of the circle. Nearly taken away by Klusman. In fact, it is. Klusman, in transition, lays it in with a little finger roll over Grady Dick. And it's a 43-35. Just an 8-point deficit for the Badgers. Wilson driving, left side Pettiford in trouble, finds Clements, back to Wilson, left elbow, back out to Clements. Clements for three, that one too strong, rebound skied for by Tyler Wall. Badgers with a chance to cut under this deficit even more so. Wall driving, spinning in the paint, and he'll draw the foul. And Tyler Wall going to the line, and Carter Gilmore wants the Badger fans to get on their feet. Asijan getting them fired up. Badgers making a run at the Jayhawks here in the second half.
And it's all about how aggressive they are going to the rim. And the fact that Tyler Wall wanted to get the rim once he crossed half court with that dribble.
So Tyler Wall going to the line to shoot two more. Wall with 7 points in the game.
A lot of players, hands on hips, gasping a little bit.
Wall's first free throw on the way. That one's good. Well, college sports is full of trash talk, but stats speak louder. We'll let F-150 speak for itself. Tough, smart, capable. Visit your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealer today. 43-36. Chance to make this a 6-point deficit. Badgers scratching and clawing their way back into this game against third-ranked Kansas. 12-18 remaining in the ball game as Wall's second free throw. That one's good as well. He's got 9. And the Badgers have made it just a 6-point deficit. Yesufu comes into the game for Kansas. Badger fans making a lot of noise right now here in the Bahamas. Pettiford walks it up the floor. Taken away by Asijan. Asijan with the steal. Loose ball foul will be whistled against Yesufu. And Asijan again trying to get that crowd fired up down in the corner. KJ Adams telling his teammates, calm down, settle down. Badgers kind of getting in the heads a little bit of the Kansas Jayhawks, out hustling them right now on the defensive end.
They definitely have done that the last 5 minutes. Has changed how this game has gone.
Bill Self, he wants a timeout. He wants to talk to his team and challenge them as the Badgers not going away in this one. They have fought all the way back into it, 43-37. And they've done it. And they're going to get the ball here coming out of the timeout with a chance to cut into it even more.
They've jumped a couple passing lanes. Kismet, first of all, and then Asijan, that last one. Just playing very aggressive on defense. And they're trying to get the ball to the rim. I love the fact they aren't settling. You know, if Connor wants to throw it up from three after a couple of good passes, that's fine. But we don't need some of the other guys right now. Let's get it to the rim, get the ball inside, maybe get to the line. This is one of those games that if we can shoot more free throws coming down the stretch than we have the last couple of games, that would be really huge.
Jayhawks have 4 turnovers in the last 3 minutes and 40 seconds of game action.
And it wasn't loose with the ball. It was great defense on the Badgers' point.
It was jumping a pass.
Absolutely.
That extra anticipation and effort from the Badgers defensively. It's been impressive here.
And they're also, Kansas loves to do all this cutting through the paint. And the Badgers are doing a really good job of putting bodies on people to throw them off rhythm a little bit. And if they can do that, you know, this is going to be a fun 12 minutes. But this is exactly why Coach Gard tries to get the team in these kind of tournaments this time of year, to really find out what's there, who you can count on, and get some great competition. And Win or lose, these are great games for these players.
WEA Member Benefits would like to thank all public school educators for their dedication to our communities. WEA Member Benefits, enhancing the financial lives of Wisconsin public school employees. Timeout here in the Bahamas, a 43-37 Kansas lead. With 12:06 remaining in the game, it's been a totally different second half so far.
Well, I think the key, keep putting pressure. Make Kansas play under pressure versus just freewheeling it and just, you know, doing like they do against so many other teams. Make them have to work through the screens. Make them have to move the ball a little bit more. Get back on defense so they don't get that transition look. And they've done a great job of that the last 4 or 5 minutes.
Kansas 7 of 22 beyond the arc in this game. Badgers now 4 of 13. Asijan's knocked down a couple of big triples here in this second half. Connor with 10 points. Tyler Wall up to 9 points in this game. Klesman has 8. And boy, Max Klesman, how about his line so far? 8 points. He's 3 for 3 from the field. He's played well defensively. Just does everything really well.
He is the prototypical Wisconsin player that we've seen here over the years. You look at Zach Showalter or Josh Gosser, those kind of players. Brad Davis, they're on the floor after loose balls. They're in. They want the other team's best player to guard. He has been a godsend for this team so far this year.
Timeout almost over here. The Jayhawks are back on the floor. Greg Gard still talking to his Badgers. Kansas will have Adams Jr. and Dick and Wilson and Yesufu and Pettiford on the floor. Klesman will inbound for the Badgers right in front of us here on the near side. Asijan, Wall, Gilmore, and Chucky Hepburn on the floor for Wisconsin. Dick will guard the ball here on the inbound. Klesman gets it into Asijan in the left corner. Feeds on the left block to Wall. Backdoor pass to Chucky Hepburn. Hepburn is fouled on the way up, and he's going to shoot two.
Boy, beautiful play out of the timeout. They got Connor Asijan breaking hard to the corner, getting the ball. Tyler Wall coming back from the weak side to get it into Tyler. They jumped him, left Chucky wide open on the other side. And really a nice pass by Tyler to get it to Chucky and see if he can knock down 2 free throws right now.
Foul is on Yesufu. It's his second personal. Hepburn's first free throw's on the way. It's good. Hepburn 6 of 8 from the charity stripe so far this season now. Sophomore from Omaha. Second free throw no good. Wilson gets the rebound for the Jayhawks. 43-38. 5-point game here. Just under 12 minutes remaining in the contest. Pettiford feeds Adams. Backdoor cut for Yesufu. Knocked away, but last touch by Yesufu. And it's Badger basketball and another timeout on the floor. Everything going Wisconsin's way right now, making a run at these Jayhawks here in the second half. Timeout on the floor. Kansas with a 43-38 lead. We'll take a timeout as well. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Game day. Green Bay and Minnesota. Place, the frozen tundra. Kick off your new year by scoring tickets to this longtime rivalry at Lambeau Field January 1st. It's our New Year's Day Green Bay giveaway from WFHR. Register for your chance to win 2 tickets at one of our Dropbox sponsors. Jennings in Wisconsin Rapids, Hoosels at the Lakes in Rome, La Taqueria in Wisconsin Rapids, and Piggly Wiggly in Nacoosa. One registration per person per location ends November 28th. One name then drawn at each Dropbox sponsor wins a $50 gift card and a chance to win the tickets. The game day winner will be randomly drawn and announced on November 30th. It's the New Year's Day Green Bay Giveaway from locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Pride.
Left corner, three on the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Back with you from the American Family Insurance broadcast table here in the Bahamas, where the Badgers trail by five with 11:52 remaining against third-ranked Kansas, the defending national champions. But it's been the Badgers that have really taken it to Kansas here in this second half. A 12-2 run over the last 3 minutes and 20 seconds, Andy.
And they've done it with just super intensity on both ends of the court, jumping passing lanes, being aggressive going to the hoop.
Kansas has not scored in the last 2:06. Badger basketball coming out of the timeout. Asijan to Klesman, right of the circle. Back to Asijan, left of the circle. Now left wing, Hepburn with the basketball. Harris defending him. Hepburn puts it on the floor. Left side, Gilmore. Shot fake, puts it on the floor. Driving, spinning, in the paint with a left hand, trying to finish. Tip in is good. Carter Gilmore making it happen. Badgers within three. It's 43-40 Kansas.
Now you're able to put some pressure on Kansas. Give them a chance to mess up.
Pettiford flashes on the right wing to take the basketball. Harris dumps it inside to Wilson. Going up and fouled.
Chucky coming in, causing a lot of problems, and didn't look like there was much of a foul there. Got a lot of hands on ball. Usually going with two hands, they don't call that.
Third personal on Chucky Hepburn.
He's got to be smart defensively the rest of the way. We cannot have him off the floor.
Seventh team foul on the Badgers, but Wilson was in the act of shooting, and so he gets two shots here. He misses the first. Wilson has 18 points in this game. Trying to make it a four-point lead for the Jayhawks here. He misses both, and Asijan gets the rebound for Wisconsin. Chance to continue this run for the Badgers. A 7-0 run for Wisconsin over the last minute 35. Gilmore on the right wing. Trying to feed it inside to Chucky Hepburn. Hepburn going up strong. Couldn't get it to climb over the rim. Wilson comes away with it. Leaves it for Harris, who brings it across half court. Gets a screen from Adams. Driving left elbow. Kicks out to Pettiford. Now Pettiford backs it back out and resets with 17 to shoot in the shot clock. Lost the basketball. Hepburn has 2-on-1. Hepburn and Wall. Back to Wall. Knocked away by Harris. And Harris will keep the basketball.
Fabulous play by Harris. 2-on-1. He broke up the pass.
Harris going to slow this down a little bit. Right side Wilson and a foul away from the basketball on Adams.
They're
going to call that on.
That's terrible.
Tyler Wall.
That's terrible. Absolutely terrible.
That's the third personal on Tyler Wall. Adams' reaction was he thought it was on him initially.
That's the call that they're trying to, the screener jumping out in front of Tyler trying to chase this guy. Adams jumped right into him. They called it on Tyler Wall.
So the third personal on Tyler Wall. And now Kansas, both teams in the bonus here. So Adams will shoot a 1-1 here.
Lindsay in for Gilmore. So they're basically three guards.
Badgers almost look like they want to run just as much as the Jayhawks right now. Front end rolls around and gets the friendly roll and falls through the cylinder.
Chucky on the bench now, also at 10:21 left in the half, probably to get the 8 timeout, and then we won't see him come off the rest of the game.
Adams with 5 points in this game. Second free throw on the way. Make it 6 points in the game for Adams. Kansas with a 5-point lead. 45-40. Lindsay bringing it up the floor for Wisconsin. Working against the very quick Harris. Spinning at the top of the circle. Picks up his dribble. Finds Crowell at the top of the key. Crowell gives to Asijan. Asijan. One dribble. Long three. And it's all cotton from Connor Asijan. His third three of this game, and it's a two-point deficit. 45-43, Kansas with the lead.
That was from 25 feet. He didn't even think about not shooting it.
Wilson comes off A ball screen, takes the basketball, works it over to the right side. Running a little weave up top for the Jayhawks. Now Harris with it. Driving, jump stop in the lane. Off the back of the iron, no good. Lindsay gets the rebound for the Badgers. Chance to tie it or take the lead for Wisconsin. Lindsay pulls up, 4-3, no good. Off the front of the rim. Greg Gard didn't like that shot selection. Jalen Wilson driving now with that left hand. He'll get fouled by either Crowell or Wall. Both were right there. It's going to go against Tyler Wall, and that's his fourth.
Every single time he gets the ball going to the basket, they call a foul. Every single time. I mean, I understand the guy's an All-American and all that stuff, but seriously.
Wilson shooting two. First free throw. And it's no good. He's had a hard time knocking down free throws here today.
And Wall with four. Really hurts. 9 minutes left in the game.
He is a 79% free throw shooter, but on the day, he is 4-for-7. Make it 5-for-8 as he knocks that one down. So back to a three-point advantage for Kansas, 46-43.
Badgers with Crowell and four guards on the floor right now.
Lindsay brings it across half court, finds Klesmit. Klesmit to Jordan Davis on the left side. Back over to Klesmit, right of the top of the key. Now on the left side of the circle, Klesmit with the basketball, a little bit of trouble, finds a cutting Asijan, and Asijan lays it in for two. He's got 15 in this game.
Great look by Max and a beautiful cut by Connor.
1 point game, 46-45 Kansas. Wilson driving to the paint with that right hand. He's able to finish. He is so strong and explosive.
He looks like a tight end out here playing against.
Just dropping his shoulder.
Yeah. He is so low coming off the cuts. It looks like a defensive end coming around an offensive tackle.
48-45 Kansas. What a game this has turned into here in the second half. Crowell with it. Top of the key. Back. Klesmit. Left wing. Step back three for Klesmit. Oh! Klesmit hit it! Max Klesmit hit it and he stared Grady Dick down all the way back down the floor. We're tied at 48. 8:07 remaining in the game. Wilson with it again. This is Kansas's offense right now. Get it to Wilson and let him go to work.
And they, what are they
he
doing?
He is fouled on a jumper from the left elbow. And he's going to go back to the line as we've got a timeout on the floor. Foul is whistled against Asijan, his first personal. And it's the Jalen Wilson show on offense for Kansas right now. That's the only thing they have.
Let's just put him in bubble wrap where he's not allowed to, anybody's allowed to touch him. And that last foul was just absolutely ridiculous also.
Tied at 48. What a ball game here in the Bahamas. Badgers in third-ranked Kansas. Timeout on the floor. We'll take one as well. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Throughout 2022, UW Athletics and BMO is observing the 50th anniversary of Title IX and celebrating the landmark legislation's impact on women in collegiate sports. With events and moments planned throughout the calendar year, Wisconsin Athletics is finding unique ways to tell female stories, celebrate with the community and campus, and highlight past and present accomplishments of teams and individuals. Visit uwbadgers.com/Title IX for more information. Thanks to BMO for their support of the 50th anniversary of the Title IX celebration.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
I'm sure Chucky's back in.
minutes to go. Second half of this classic right now between the Badgers and the Jayhawks in the battle for Atlantis. This is the winner's bracket game. The winner goes to the championship tomorrow night. Lane Griddle and Andy North with you. Tied at 48. The Badgers trailed by 13 at the half. And they've come all the way back with great defense and some big shots hit by Connor Asijan and Max Klusman here in the second half.
Yeah, Bucky 4-for-8 from three this half, 9-for-17. They've been able to get to the free throw line 8 times already, and that's really a key. Keep putting pressure on them, keep going to the rim. The more Badgers be aggressive going to the rim, the more chances Max or Connor are going to get some kick-out wide-open threes.
Badger basketball brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud sponsors of UW Athletics.
Okay, Wilson, really a heck of a player. 21 points, 11 rebounds. He looks like he can do pretty much anything he wants to do on the offensive end. He's so much stronger than most of the players he's playing against. He's playing a wing at 6'8 and about 225. He looks like he can do some playing on the next level.
Wilson at the free throw line as we come out of the timeout. First free throw rolls around. He got the friendly roll that time, and it fell in there. And Kansas back out in front, 49-48. 8 minutes exactly left in this game. Wilson, who's got 22, make it 23 as he rattled that one in. So a two-point Kansas advantage. 7:57 and counting. Remaining in the game, Isaac Lindsay stays in the game. He brings it up the floor. Right wing, Klesmet. Klesmet dribbling with Dick defending him. Finds Lindsay, who feeds inside to Crowell on that left block. Trying to back in Adams with that right hand. Trying to dive underneath. Can't get anything going, but cutting is Klesmet. Knee foul going up by KJ Adams.
Badgers may have gotten a break on that one. Adams got a lot of ball, knocked Klesmet to the floor.
Good job by Klesmet, though, to see that Crowell was in trouble and cut to the basketball and give him some sort of a safety valve there.
They doubled Crowell inside, and he didn't have anything to do with it. Max did a great job cutting to the rim.
So Klesmet going to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Klesmet up to 11 points in this game. Knocks down the first free throw. He's 2-for-3 at the free throw line today.
Carter Gilmore coming in for Jordan Davis. A little bit more size at the four position.
50-49. Kansas with a one-point advantage. And tied at 50 after Klesmet knocks down both free throws. 7:36 remaining. Can't imagine how tired these players are. Andy and I are tired watching it. Jalen Wilson with the ball for Kansas in the front court. Now Grady Dick on the right wing. Driving. Kicks it back out to KJ Adams Jr. Over to DeJuan Harris. Leaves it for Adams at the free throw line. They swing it around. Right wing, Wilson for three. No good. Crowell with the rebound for the Badgers. He boxed out beautifully. Lindsay will bring it up the floor for Wisconsin. Right side, Klesmet. Popping out is Gilmore at the top of the circle. Left side, Asijan. Dribbles with that left hand. Feeds Crowell on the left block extended. Trying to back in Adams again. Working with that right hand. Finds Asijan, puts it on the floor. Free throw line, looks underneath, finds Gilmore wide open, and Gilmore finishes with the right hand. The Badgers lead 52-50. And Bill Self wants a timeout.
And that's Connor just being a basketball player. He looked like he might pull up and shoot a 10-footer. Laid it off to Carter for an easy layup. Beautiful dunk.
Timeout called by Bill Self. 6:48 remaining. 52-50. Badgers have come from down 13 at the half to take a two-point lead here in the second half.
Remember back last year, early in the season, the young Badger team of last year got down double digits multiple times early in the year and came back to win games. They believe they can do it. That's the key.
WEA Member Benefits would like to thank all public school educators for their dedication to our communities. WEA Member Benefits, enhancing the financial lives of Wisconsin public schools employees. What a game this has turned into. And look at that Badger crowd in the corner, behind the bench and in the corner. bunch of youngsters with their shirts off, waving their shirts above their head. I think they got their chest painted as well.
They've got Badgers written across their chest.
The Badger players have been feeding off of that over the course of this game. Multiple times we've seen Connor Asijan motion to that corner of the floor. Kansas basketball. Badgers up by two. Yesufu with the basketball in the front court. Now Harris with it. Defended by Gilmore. Works it over right side to McCuller. Back to Harris. Puts it on the floor with the left hand on that right block. Skip pass over to Jalen Wilson on the left wing. Trying to back in on Klesman. Drops that shoulder in with that right hand, and he's able to get it to fall. He is so tough to stop. He's got 25 in this game. Tied at 52. Badger basketball in the front court. Lindsey's lost his dribble. Gives it to Klesman, who comes and takes it from him on the right side. Driving is Klesman all the way to the rim, but a foul whistled. No, it was not whistled, and it's knocked out of bounds.
He got chopped across the arm, then the ball is off of Adams out of bounds, so it was an 0-for-2 Badger.
Wow.
Official area.
It even looked like Kansas gave up on that play, thinking a foul had been called. So Kansas basketball the other way, tied at 52, 5:56 remaining. McCuller on the right wing, gives to Wilson. Again, trying to work his way in on Klesman, double team, throws it back out to Harris. Harris driving, a little scoop shot off the backboard, no good. Rebound goes to McCuller, feeds Wilson underneath, and Wilson gets it with the right hand, and he's going to the free throw line to try and complete a three-point play. Kansas back up, 54-52. Chucky Hepburn's going to check back into this game. Pettiford back into the game for Yesufu. Lindsey is going to take a seat for Wisconsin. And Wilson, who already has 27 in this game, Andy, a chance to make it 28 and try to grow a two-point lead to three here.
They're obviously going to him every single possession. They're running screens and stuff to get him the ball, and he's just backing in on whoever happens to be guarding him.
Misses the free throw, so still just a two-point deficit for the Badgers. Klesman on the right wing. Feeds to Gilmore at the top of the circle. Dribbles over to the left wing. Inside to Crowell on that left block. Crowell kicks back out. Open is Klesman for three. That one's off the front of the rim, no good. But a technical foul is going to be called on Max Klesman, because he fell down after he shot the three. And they're going to call him for a technical foul for flopping.
Well, that's the point of they're going to talk about this year. But, I mean, come on. You got a two-point game, big-time game going, and officials jump in, and they've got to be part of this. Give me a break.
Greg Gard, to his credit, is remaining calm right now, not trying to compound the problem. DeJuan Harris Jr. will take the free throws for Kansas. First one, no good.
And the ball knows. The ball knows.
I can promise you that a bunch of the Badger fans in this other corner are saying, ball, don't lie, right now, after that free throw. It was off target by Harris. So 54-52, Kansas basketball. Badgers will employ a little bit of full-court token pressure here. Asijan working against Harris defensively. Harris trying to get Pettiford to clear out. Now he pops to the right wing, takes the basketball. Harris inside to McCuller, working against Hepburn. Goes up with the right hand and off the backboard for two. Kansas back up by four, 56-52, under five remaining.
It's a mismatch. The smaller player has to do a good job of fronting him, making sure they can't get the ball into him. Because once it's there, you're done.
Hepburn with the basketball on the right wing. Gives to Asijan. Now Klesman, top of the circle with the basketball, working against Wilson. Picks up his dribble, finds Gilmore, but it goes off of his hand. Last touch by Kansas. It's going to stay with the Badgers underneath.
That was a messed up offensive possession. They got a little bit of break, getting the ball kicked out of bounds with 7 seconds to go, so they've got a chance to run something now.
Seven on the shot clock, as Andy just said. 4:37 remaining in the game. Hepburn trying to get it in. Does to Asijan in the corner. Couldn't pull the trigger on a three. Driving. Ball knocked away. Last touch by Wisconsin? They're going to say it's off of Asijan, and Kansas gets the basketball. Pretty good take by Asijan. Ball was just knocked away at the last second. Connor's going to take a seat. Jordan Davis back into the game for Wisconsin.
And he got absolutely chopped across the arm.
56-52, Kansas with a four-point lead. Wilson trying to feed McCullough inside, and this Badgers will be called for another foul.
This is ridiculous. That was a lob in there that both players jumped for the ball.
That one will go against Jordan Davis, his first personal. And double bonus time for the Jayhawks, so McCullough is going to shoot a pair. First one on the way is good. And back to a five-point advantage now for the Jayhawks.
It's interesting how in these games, no fouls called much of the first half, and now every possession there's a foul called.
McCullough misses the second. He's got 11.
The Badgers need a bucket. They need to run something solid and get a bucket.
Hepburn bringing it across half court for the Badgers. Over on that right wing. Driving into the corner is Hepburn. Now back into the paint. Hepburn lost it on the way up. Knocked away. Kansas trying to save it. And they do into the hands of Jalen Wilson. Bill Self trying to encourage his Jayhawks as they bring it back down the floor with a five-point lead. 3:52 remaining. Hand it off to Pettiford. Right wing, Wilson. Driving in the paint. Jump stop. Out to Harris. Crossing over on Klesmet. Into the corner. Open in the corner is McCullough, and he hit the three. 14 for him. And it's a 60-52 lead for the Jayhawks. Back up to an eight-point advantage with 3:38 remaining. Timeout on the floor. As the Jayhawks have come back with a run of their own. And we'll take a break as well. 60-52, 3:38 remaining. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Wisconsin fans, it's Matt Matt for Brewpub Lots of Matzo Pizza. Badger games are intense, high energy, and an experience like no other. Games like that need a high quality, go all four quarters frozen pizza. And you'll find that in a Brewpub Lots of Matzo Pizza. Loaded with the best meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese. It's a top-tier pizza, proud to support a top-tier program. So the next time you're visiting your favorite local grocery store and you're in the frozen pizza section, look for the pizza loaded with cheese. A Brewpub Lots of Matzo Pizza.
Hey, Siri, what's a shouse?
That's okay, Siri. I got this. A shouse is a building with the secure storage of a clary shed and the living space of a house. Combine the two and you get a shouse. We have so many options to create your very own shouse. Design your custom layout and choose from beautiful color and accessory options, all bundled with the industry-leading quality and warranty you expect from Clary. Visit clarybuilding.com today.
This is your land, and you love it. Every day you look out your window to watch the wildlife, who also call your land home. The animals who bring life to your land. You know their daily and seasonal habits, what they eat, and when their young are born. As a caring landowner, you can't bear to think about what might happen to them and to this special place in the future. Your dream is for your land to remain this way forever. The Wildlife Land Trust can help you. Keep your land free from development forever and protect the animals you've come to know so well from hunting and trapping. As part of the Humane Society of the United States, the Wildlife Land Trust preserves wildlife habitat and safeguards the animals who rely on it. Without such protections, your dream, your land, and its wildlife could be lost forever. If you have land and wildlife that you want to see preserved and protected, the Wildlife Land Trust can help. Call 1-800-729-SAVE. That's 1-800-729-SAVE. Or go to wildlifelandtrust.org. Your dream, our mission.
Need help paying for health care? As a health insurance navigator, my job is to help people find affordable or low-cost options. When you connect with an expert, getting coverage is easy and our help is free. We find the best deals, whether it's from healthcare.gov or state coverage like BadgerCare. And you can reach us in person, phone, text, or online. Honestly, it's like chatting with a friend who knows everything about health insurance. Call the 211 helpline to find an expert near you or go to wiscovered.com. Paid for by Covering Wisconsin.
A little help from the Zebras in the last 3 minutes also. Two or three calls that surely didn't go the Badgers' way.
Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Get the Drive Sober app today. Well, Badger basketball coming out of the timeout. Chucky Hepburn with it across half court. Left wing. Tyler Wahl defended by Jalen Wilson. Gives it to Crowell. Now into the corner. Here's Hepburn on the left side. Feeds inside to Tyler Wahl, who goes up strong, and a kiss off the glass for two.
Yeah, really nice screen and roll there. Chucky did a great job of getting the ball to Tyler, and he spun off his man for an easy bucket.
6-point Kansas lead. Pettiford Jr. with the basketball in the front court for KU. Now gives it off to Harris at the top of the key, working against Chucky Hepburn. 15 to shoot on the shot clock. Harris picks up his dribble, skip pass into the corner. Kevin McCullough. And McCullough back over right side to Harris. Now on the right wing, Jalen Wilson. 5 to shoot on the shot clock. Wilson at the free throw line, rises up. Jumper no good. Rebound goes to Tyler Wahl. Here come the Badgers the other way. Trailing by 6. Wahl on the left side, still dribbling, working against Wilson. He's going to drive inside, spin move, dips up and under, and he got the roll off the glass for 2 more. Tyler Wahl taking over. He's got 13. It's a 4-point deficit. Kansas with a 60-56 lead. Pettiford, the end of the front court, gives it to Harris. Badgers looking for another stop. Harris driving up off the glass. Too strong. Crowell clears the board for the Badgers. Here comes Wahl again up the near sideline. Again working against Wilson. Driving. And now pulls it back out. Into the paint. But that left shoulder. Little baby hook. No good for Wahl. And Wilson comes down with the board for Kansas.
He may have short-armed that one a little bit. It's all about defensive stops now, Badgers.
Minute 57 remaining, trailing by 4 for Wisconsin. Pettiford gives to Harris. Over on the right side of the circle, over left side, McCullough. Back over to Harris. Into the corner now, Wilson with the basketball, working against Wahl. Driving into the paint. Goes up over Crowell.
Completely out of
knocked away, and the Badgers come away with it. Here's Chucky Hepburn looking underneath. Wahl's open, and oh, the oop nearly connects. Yes. Wahl gets the rebound back, though, in the second effort. Finishes and one.
It was good he missed the first one. He gets an extra point here, possibly.
He tried to lay it in on the oop from Chucky. It rolled off the rim, but he got the offensive glass, and the putback was good, and he's going to the line after the foul was called against Kansas. And now Grady Dick back into this game. It was the 4th personal foul for KJ Adams Jr. Trailing 60-58. Wahl, a chance to make it a 1-point game. Free throw on the way. It's good. Tyler Wahl. Oh, what a second half he's having. He's got 16. Minute 31 remaining, a 1-point game. It is getting loud in the Bahamas. Harris across half court, gets it to Grady Dick on the right wing. Harris feeds inside to McCullough. Back out to Harris, kicks it around in the left corner with Wilson. He's defended by Wahl, 15 to shoot on the shot clock. Harris puts it on the floor, nearly taken from behind, now knocked away, last touch by the Jayhawks, and the Badgers got the ball. Oh, the defensive effort from Wisconsin.
Harris tried to put it behind his back in traffic, came off a foot. Badgers got a chance to take the lead.
Chance to take the lead with a minute 11 remaining. Trailed by 13 at halftime. Badgers have had the upper hand in the second half. They've just out-hustled the Jayhawks. They've out-grinded them. It has been gritty, but it has worked. Hepburn across half court. Let's go Badgers. Rains down here at Imperial Arena. Hepburn on the left wing. Picks up his dribble. Under a minute to go. Hand off to Wahl. 14 to shoot on the shot clock. Wahl setting things up at the top. Now he's going to drive. Jump stop in the lane. Off the glass for 2. Tyler Wahl. He's got 18. And the Badgers take the lead with 49.4 seconds remaining.
He had Dick guarding him. Dick really can't guard anybody yet as a freshman. And he took advantage of a beautiful play. Great recognition by Tyler.
Tyler Wahl has taken over this game. And we got a timeout on the floor. We're going to take one ourselves. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Every time you use LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader is a guaranteed slam dunk. When it comes to great service and competitive pricing, LRS is the industry champion. LRS offers its valued Wisconsin customers services such as roll-off dumpster rental and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction renovations or outdoor events. Choose the local team with the highest level of customer service and the right equipment to fit the needs of your business, construction site, or home. Partner with LRS today and call for a quote at 844-WI-TRASH.
Black Friday is here at Menards, and we've got the perfect present for your loved ones. Warm up your home with a new Minocqua electric stove with a remote control. Save $60 now and get it for only $69.99. Keep warm with new fleece blankets in a wide assortment of colors and designs. Only $2.79 each. Hurry into Menards this Black Friday for more great deals. Doors open at 6 a.m. Black Friday.
Save big money at Menards.
Badgers with a 61-60 lead here in the Bahamas over third-ranked Kansas. 49.4 seconds remaining. Kansas went on a 10-0 run, Andy. Badgers have answered with a 9-0 run themselves.
So much of it caused on the defensive end that set up some great possessions. The players very, very aggressive going.